If it sounds familiar to you, it's because this week's You Oughta Know was a pre-recorded replay.
You Oughta Know with Dave Serio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD. Formative and entertaining car advice that you need. And your phone calls on our nationwide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Serio.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of You Oughta Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Hey, it's a great pleasure to be with you. It is live programming, the 20th of October, and I would love to talk to you. We have a toll-free number to call to be a part of the show. Toll-free from anywhere in the country. So whether you're listening in Frederick or Hagerstown or maybe West Virginia or Pennsylvania, even D.C., wherever you are in the country, you can call us toll-free and join the show live. 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's 866-968-2552. That's the toll-free number to call. If you've got a question about auto repair, buying and selling information, anything to do with the automotive business, feel free to give me a call. Let's take our first caller. Who do we have on the line this morning, sir?
It's me. How are you?
Hey, me. Me happens to be Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning once again, Dave. How are you?
Good. On your way back from Hunt Valley Horsepower?
Just pulled up in front of the shop.
Oh, there you go. All right. So getting off of Bluetooth, going on a regular phone. Hope that's successful.
No, I'm actually just sitting in the car.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you for joining us today, Mike. Of course, you are our extreme detailer. You detail cars to nobody's business, in my opinion. You've done about six of my cars, and I have been thrilled to death with all of them, and they still look great. I mean, even my Magnum, which is an everyday driver, sits outside, hasn't seen the inside of a garage except to get an oil change. Let me tell you something. That bad boy still looks great.
Well, good. That's good to hear. I appreciate it.
Ceramic coatings are the bomb. Anybody that has a car that they care and love and want to see look the best and stay looking the best, ceramic coatings are the answer.
Yeah, I think so, too. It's a major part of our business, and I just think it's the way to go.
No doubt. I mean, we find out that, you know, waxing, I used to enjoy waxing cars, but it gets old after a while, especially every 3 to 6 months. And I don't even worry about that. I took my car to a car show on Friday night, on Thursday night, took the same car to a car show on Friday, got there, spent 15 minutes with a good quality towel and some water, wiped the car down, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, it makes life so much easier, especially if you don't have the time to really, you know, be on top of your maintenance for your car. And like you said, waxes and sealants, they wear off, and the coatings don't. And it just, there's no oils in them for dirt to stick to, so it stays cleaner longer. Mm-hmm. And the big key is it's the step above waxes and sealants for protecting the paint on your car.
Yep. Now, and by the way, it sure don't hurt when you're lazy.
Yeah. That's true.
There you go. It's easier. I spend more time talking to people about my car than cleaning my car. And I enjoy, of course, other things that are going on at the show. So to me, it is just wonderful.
Yeah, and it saves a lot of room in your car because you don't have to carry that whole big box full of towels and sprays.
I have room for my chairs. I have room for the sign that I have to keep people from asking me the same stupid questions all over again. You know, it's great. Yep. It really is.
Exactly.
I'm glad I met you, mister.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Me too.
All right. We've got about 2.5 minutes before break, and let's talk about your tip of the week, sir.
Okay. Unfortunately, we're going to talk about storing your car for the winter if you have a car that you like to store and it doesn't do well in wintertime. So the first thing you want to do is thoroughly vacuum the interior. Wipe everything down, get all the dust and dirt out of it, get all the stuff that's stuck under the seats, the food, the water bottles, the old coffee cups, things like that. Get all that out of the car. You want to put a rodent repellent in the car. Whether you think you have rodents in your garage or if you're storing your car outside, mice love the car, rats love the car, and they love to eat the wires. So you want to put a repellent in there. What we recommend and what's worked really well for a lot of my customers is a product called Fresh Cab, C-A-B. and it smells like Christmas trees. So it's just in the springtime, you take it out and you let the windows down half hour or so, that smell's all gone. So it's not an offensive odor.
Correct.
You also want to you want to put a moisture retardant or a moisture absorber in your car in case there is some moisture left in there. It'll keep the interior dry. And those are those things you see. It looks like a mesh bag with some clear rocks in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that does. And okay. They're reusable. You don't have to throw them away. You can find them on the interwebs. And for as far as the exterior, you want to check your tire pressure. There's also some clients of mine that have collections use these. They're soft rubber blocks. And you pull your car up on them, and they will keep your tires from flat spotting when they're sitting for several months. And that'll save you some trouble in the springtime. You want to thoroughly wash and thoroughly dry the car. Touch up any rock chips that you have so we don't have rust starting over the wintertime. If you haven't waxed your car and it needs wax, put a coat of wax on it. And another thing I neglected to say on the earlier show, but wipe the wax off. I have people that put wax on and think it protects better if you just let it dry and sit all winter long.
Nope.
The problem is with modern waxes, they will dry like concrete. And then you're going to have a real big problem in the spring. So wax the car, wipe the wax off.
All right, we're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, we're going to have some information for you. I'm going to take a phone call when we come back right in front of you, if you don't mind, and then bring you back. Okay, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. I'm Dave Serio. This is You Ought to Know. Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Is going to keep me locked in like you always do.
Well, I would, but I ain't got time to fool around. Some important police work just come up.
Yeah? Did you get a lead on the Rafe Hollister case?
Bigger than that.
Bigger than that? Well, we've been after that Hollister still for the past 6 months. This must be big.
It is. Come on over to the desk and we'll lay it out. Draw up a chair.
What's up, Andy?
Now, listen carefully. This has got to be done just right so there won't be any slip-ups.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, just a minute ago, when I was outside over by the post office,
yeah.
There's a big sedan parked out there.
Yeah, a big sedan.
In front of the sedan, a station wagon.
Station wagon.
And in front of the station wagon, a pickup truck.
Pickup truck. Wait a minute. Let me see if I got my bullet.
Yeah. Okay. Now, listen carefully.
Yeah.
I believe that the sedan, the station wagon, and the pickup truck are overparked. Take his chalk and mark him.
Check. Why don't we go up to the hospital some night and take the bolts off the wheelchairs? That'd be funny, too.
Andy Griffith Show, of course, the classics from them. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. I'm Dave Serio, and the show is called You Ought to Know. Let's go to the phones and talk with Brian. Good morning to you, Mr. Brian.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure, sir. Thank you, sir. That's very nice of you to say.
I have a 2012 Arcadia Denali.
Uh-huh.
About 49,000 miles on it.
Okay.
And about 2 weeks ago, we took it for the emissions test. It passed with no problem. And then about 3 days later, it shows a little engine alert sign on the dash. And I took it to a local Advance Auto. They put a scanner on it, and it's showing a PO442
Okay.
Evaporative emissions.
Yes, sir.
The engine's running smooth.
And it will.
And mm-hmm. I'm just wondering what your thoughts is on that.
Well, you have an evaporative system for your gas tank. Now, a 442 code can come on for a number of reasons. It's stating the fact that you have a small leak. If at any time you've ever pumped gas in the vehicle with the vehicle key in the on position or the vehicle running, it can set that 442 code. Also, a gas cap can set a 442 code. So the recommendation is this. If you don't think there's any possibility that the car has ever been pumped gas with the vehicle running or the key in the on position, I would recommend going to your General Motors dealership and getting a brand new gas cap and trying that.
The light okay, and my, I did ask my wife about that. She
right.
said she did fuel the car without turning the key off.
Okay, then that can set the light. So it will go out automatically on its own after a period of time. And tell her for two reasons, it's the safety reasons is this. Always take the keys out of the ignition and put the keys in her pocketbook or pocket, whatever the case may be. Don't ever leave the keys in the ignition while you're pumping gas, just for safety reasons. But also, if the key is in the on position or it's running, the vehicle will recognize the gas cap coming off the vacuum leak, and it can set the light. So that's your next step. You may not even have a problem. That may be customary for what, you know, the conditions. So you can either get the light reset or it'll go off on its own and then see what happens.
How long would it take for that light to go off?
Probably about 3 or 4 days.
Okay. And the next step would be, if it doesn't go off, go get a gas cap and try that.
Correct. Yep.
All right. Well, I thank you so much.
All right. Good luck to you, Brian. Thanks for the call, buddy.
You're very welcome. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
We are back with Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. Taking care of business, Mr. Mike. Sorry to zing you in there, buddy. But we are ready to talk about a show that I'm excited about talking about, and that's the Rockville Show.
Okay. One more thing quick on storing the car.
Okay.
It's car covers.
Yes.
A lot of people put covers on their car when they store them through the winter. I'm not a big fan of covers, mainly because of human error.
Mm-hmm.
And that means people don't put them on right. They put them on dirty cars or the cover's dirty. So you want to make sure your car is spotlessly clean. You want to make sure the cover is spotlessly clean on the surface that touches your car. And you will need two people to put a cover on.
Absolutely.
Follow the directions on the cover, and you'll be fine.
So you need a friend.
Need a friend. And if you're storing your car outside with a cover on it, make sure the cover is very snug. So when the howling winds come through, the cover's not beating on the surface of your car and scratching it up. Okay.
Yeah. Needing a friend is where my problem comes in with the cover.
There you go.
What are you going to do? Anyway, all right. Let's talk about Rockville. Yeah, that's exciting.
Okay. I have a real quick one before that, which is happening today.
Okay.
Rain date is tomorrow. It doesn't look like we're getting any rain, so you'll be good. The Asphalt Angels Fall Car Show is from 9 to 3 at the Chili's parking lot at 16401 Heritage Boulevard in Bowie, Maryland. Or Bowie, depending on how you say that.
Well, it's David Bowie, and it's Bowie. Okay,
yeah.
Bowie is the city, and Bowie is the name.
There you go. So it's $20 registration, and that includes $5 worth of 50-50 tickets, and there'll be additional 50-50 raffle there, music and food available.
And that, again, is at the Chili's in Pasadena.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And the Great Big Show, which I understand is a phenomenal show, is the Rockville Antique and Classic Auto Show put on by the BMW Club of America from 11 to 3:30 at the Glenview Mansion in Rockville. You'll have to Google that. They didn't give me a street address. And it includes 550 cars, everything from Packards to Ferraris. There will be 32 car clubs there, so if you're interested in joining a club for your car, you can get information there. Admission is free, and there's food for purchase, and there'll be flea markets for parts.
Very good. Sounds like a great show. Now let's talk a little bit about you. Now, you've had a back operation, your third back operation recently, but you are getting close to being fully recovered, and I hear that you even started back to work this week.
I did. I had a very nice client from the Eastern Shore, as a matter of fact. So he drove about 2 hours to get here. He actually left me a car for the entire week. We're going to finish it up today, just some odds and ends to do. And then he has two more cars for the next week or two. But, he was very nice. We got back to work. It was a black Porsche Cabriolet that has seen every free car wash that was offered to it.
Uh-huh.
So we had a significant amount of work to do, but we're a little bit out of time, and I'm happy with the way it turned out.
All right. And how are you doing?
We're sore, but we're okay.
Okay.
We're functioning. How's that?
Very good. Do you think the back operation has been successful?
Third time's the charm is what they tell me.
There you go, mister. Very good.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know Mike hurt himself many, many years ago in the fire department. And this has just been progressively since then. And that's why he's getting tweaks and steel and other foreign parts put in his body and all kind of stuff.
Yep.
So you're going to be the $6 million man very soon. I told Will from Hunt Valley Horsepower that we're going to start nicknaming you Steve.
There you go.
Steve Austin, the $6 million
man. I've got some extra screws and rods and things in me, and now I have modern titanium versus stainless steel. So we're good to go.
You're going to be a fan at the airport, I'm telling you.
They're going to love me.
Can you say the word strip search?
that's what I'm afraid of. So I don't think I'll be flying anytime soon.
No, you just have to drive every once in a while, you know. So yeah. You also had a rant earlier in the show, and I like the rant. I don't want you to forget the rant because I think it was a very good rant. Normally your rants are, you know, they have a connotative negative, but this was a positive rant. I like it.
Yes, it was. My wife and I took a trip to Western Pennsylvania and to Morgantown, West Virginia, Thursday and Friday. And when we got to the West Virginia line, great big signs on the highway that said right lane only unless passing, which I think is the way to go. So a little bit of research showed me that West Virginia has turned European and they are enforcing strict lane control.
Absolutely.
I don't know what the fine is, but I hope it's big.
I hope it's imprisonment. Just a joke. I don't want anybody in prison for riding in the left lane. But at times I do. I mean, when I'm behind them, I do.
Yes. Yeah, when you're in the left lane and you're not doing the speed limit at least, you're causing a hazard.
Even if you're doing the speed limit.
Quick.
Even if you're doing the speed limit. You know, we have to remind everybody in the left lane, you're not the police. Okay? You're not there to slow everybody else down. If you want to drive on a highway with more than one lane, then get over in the right lane if people want to get by you and let them do that. The police will catch them if they're breaking the law, they'll get theirs eventually. So
I will take responsibility if I'm in the left lane and I'm exceeding the speed limit. That's my problem.
Yeah.
But please don't be doing 55 in a 70 mile an hour limit in the left lane.
Yeah.
That causes a traffic problem.
It's amazing. And there are signs on Interstate 83 as you enter Maryland from Pennsylvania that says slow traffic, keep right. Okay.
Right.
I guess everybody in Pennsylvania thinks that applies only to trucks, tractor trailers, because if you go down 83 or go up 83, okay, from Pennsylvania to Maryland in the morning drivetrain, okay, you will have 70 to 80% of the cars in the left lane.
Exactly.
And it clogs everything up. Well, thank you, Michael.
And,
we appreciate
thank you.
That
I
rant.
Appreciate it.
I like that rant. I'm with you, buddy.
Well, thank you.
Let's get this like Europe. In Europe, if you're in the left lane, you're going too slow, they'll bump you. They'll tap you in the butt.
Yes, I have had friends that have gone over there and driven the German Autobahn and the Italian version of the Autobahn.
Right.
And they will pull you over, and you will get a major fine.
Yep.
If you're not exercising strict lane control. So I think that's the way it should be. I think it will speed up traffic, not necessarily illegally speed up traffic, but it'll make the flow better.
Absolutely. Well, I got to go. Mike Lambert, 410-833-1632. The website, theshineshopautodetailing.com. Follow him on Facebook and also Instagram. Thanks, Mike. Bye.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it.
WFMD. So let me see if I understand this. You just woke up one day and said, I'm never going to drink again?
Yep. And then 11 years later, I quit drinking.
Well, whatever you did, I'm impressed with the way you turned your life around.
You should be. I'm a miracle.
Yeah, you are. Working two jobs, raising a child, going to college.
I can also make anything for dinner as long as I have rice, cakes, mustard, and American cheese. So, tell me about you. What's it like to be Napa Valley's king of Korean cars?
You saw the commercial.
Not a lot of guys can pull off a crown.
But to answer your question, it's good to be the king of Korean cars. It's allowed me to be the driver of Italian cars.
How long have you been doing it?
Let's see. It's coming up on 40 years.
Wow. That's longer than I've been. It's a long time.
That's safe. Yeah, just so you know, I'm not in the habit of going out with my daughter's friends.
Well, I'm not her friend.
Good.
I'm sorry if I freaked you out on that last turn.
No, it's a Ferrari. It's meant to be driven fast.
But not on two wheels.
No, they give you four for a reason.
Well, we're here.
Thank you for a lovely evening.
Thank you. I really had a good time.
I'm glad. When can I see you again?
Well, that's a little tricky. You get how the situation is complicated.
I do.
So how about tomorrow?
Great! I'll bring a slower car.
The show is called Mom, and that is the Ferrari incident. I'm Dave Serio. Saturday mornings, 10 to 11, Free Talk 930, WFMD. You ought to know. Good to be with you. Live broadcast the 20th of October. And let's bring Mr. Craig Shipp from Frederick.com on the line. He's out driving right now, probably to some event. Good morning there, Mr. Craig.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful morning. The sun has come out here in Frederick County, Maryland, USA, and the little sprinkles that we had earlier are gone. Gorgeous day. I hope they don't have a slippery show field at the Rockville Car Show because it is hilly there.
Yes.
So hopefully that grass is dried up enough to where they're getting everything in place. That is a beautiful. The grounds there are just spectacular.
Yeah, I've been to that show one time, and that was a memorable afternoon. It is a great show. I recommend it highly to everyone. Is that where you're on your way to?
Actually, I'm not. I'll tell you in a moment where I'm headed to, but
okay.
A couple of other quick events.
Sure.
We've got a week from today, we've got the big, huge Mummers Parade. There'll be a lot of vehicles in that parade, and that's a nighttime parade 1 week from today. And then we have an event at Adventure Park USA, a Halloween-type event there.
Okay.
That is rain or shine. So if the weather is marginal for the Mummers Parade, which it sometimes is, then go to Adventure Park. Go to their event.
Gotcha.
So that's the two events I have for next Saturday. One other quick thing I want to mention is the weather is spectacular today for picking your own apples at the orchard there in Thurmont.
Got it.
So go there and do that and get some of their fancy donuts and the apple pies they bake right there. And load up the car and take that stuff home with you. They're doing that today and tomorrow. If the weather is good, they'll probably do it next weekend. But, you know, this time of the year, it's catch as catch can. So I'd get out there today if you can and pick your own apples. You save some money. You get some really cool apples.
Yep.
And then the other thing I wanted to mention, the event I am going to is in Gambrills, Maryland.
Okay.
It's a client of mine, Little Treasury Jewelers. They sponsor our entire network of local websites, including Frederick.com. And they have a two-day watch fair. You know, these wristwatch people are just as passionate as car people.
I'm one of them. I literally have 30 to 35 watches.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Okay.
So I am one of them. Yes.
So this is a 2-day fair that he puts on, and there's free food there, and the food is really good. So now you know why I'm going there.
Right. Now, I want to let people know, here 30 to 35 watches. I am not a Rolex guy, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm not talking about unbelievably expensive watches. In fact, the most expensive watch that I have bought is from you.
Okay.
That Seiko watch that I bought from you, that was one of the more expensive watches I watch. I normally have mostly like Fossil and brands like that, but I love watches. I like to wear a different watch every single day.
Is that one still working for you?
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Now that one, you have to move the wrist to keep that thing going.
That's okay. I've got it in a special holder that moves it every 3 or 4 minutes and keeps it going.
Oh, my goodness.
I tell you. I'm a watch connoisseur, mister.
You're a professional. So anyway, I'm going over here, and this guy is putting on a fantastic show. He's got a bunch of really cool brands there. He does not have Rolex franchise.
That's okay.
But he has Grand Seiko.
Oh, I love
it. I've done a series of videos for him promoting the Grand Seiko brand in his place over the last 5 months. Those videos have more than 400,000 views on YouTube.
Well, you know, when I put my Seiko on, you know it's a quality watch. You feel it?
Oh, yeah.
It really is. It really is a quality watch.
That was a Japan-only market watch. That was a special prospect-level watch. That's their higher end before you get to the Grand Seiko. The Grand Seiko is one step above that.
Right. Very good.
But, yeah, that's a high-end piece. So that's where I'm headed. I've already got one video up from yesterday where I interviewed an old friend of mine who bought a Rolex from me 35 years ago, and he was at the event yesterday. I hadn't seen him for years, and he had the watch on his wrist.
Wow.
And it's a very rare, what they call the Red Submariner. It's got Submariner in red on the dial. They're very desirable. That watch is worth about 25 or 30 grand today.
Jeez. Very good.
And he paid about $350 in 1982 when he bought it from me.
Great. Well, maybe my Seiko will do that.
Okay.
Let me know when my Seiko gets like that, okay?
There you go. We'll do it.
There you go. Okay, give the information on where you're headed to again, the name of the jewelry store.
It's Little Treasury Jewelers. It's in Gambrills, Maryland. And he's the only Grand Seiko dealer in the entire Mid-Atlantic region. So if you want to look at those, they are like works of art. They're beautiful timepieces. They're handmade in a special factory in Japan. This is not your normal Seiko.
Right.
And he's the only Grand Seiko boutique in the Mid-Atlantic region. And he puts on a heck of a party. The food is fantastic. Come there and say you heard Craig and Dave on the radio, and your invite is good. It's
Sounds
invitation
good.
Only, but if you're a listener to this show, you're invited by me, and come and enjoy all the great food.
Sounds good. Well, Craig, thanks so much for joining us, buddy. We appreciate that. Have a great time at the show. I'll live vicariously through you today. I will, okay?
There you go. Take care, Dave.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Taking a break, I'm Dave Serio. Back in just a few moments. This is You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930. WFMD 866-96 Talk Cars.
Everybody plays a beautiful game while I'm in Brazil. Cause it's all you've ever wanted, and it's all that you want still. Don't you wanna play the beautiful game out in Brazil? I wanna play the beautiful game while I'm in Brazil. Cause everybody plays a beautiful game out in Brazil. And it's all you've ever wanted, and it's all that you want still. Don't you wanna play the beautiful game out in Brazil?
Yeah!
Like
craziest day.
No, crazier than mine. Larry told me that he's in love with Will.
That's insane. Larry could do so much better. So you're going to tell Will?
No, I can't. It'll ruin our friendships, but I figured out a way to keep them apart. See what I've
Boo, I don't need to know your process. Okay? My turn. So, I hit Val with Karen's car, and Karen's in her apartment right now, and I'm a little afraid for her. Am I overreacting?
Wait, Val? Crazy Val?
Yeah.
If anything, you are underreacting. I don't know what kind of crazy scam she had. I know what it is. There are people who throw themselves in front of expensive cars trying to get money out of rich people.
I heard the same thing on Fox News, so you know it's a true fact. It's Karen. Val braided my hair and we're walking to Central Park.
Okay, you know what you need to do.
Yes. But you say it.
Can you just sneak into her apartment?
Apartment, right.
Go through her computer.
Computer, yeah. I was going to say tablet, but go ahead.
And find evidence of whatever scam she's pulling.
Yes. I was going to say proof, but evidence could work fine.
I know this is extreme, but we are not dealing with a normal person. She is not like us. She is a total wackadoo. All right, here is a key to her apartment. I secretly made a copy 15 years ago, and I keep it on me at all times in case Will ever goes missing and I need to search for his body. Remember, wackadoo.
Will and Grace, of course, and that is the new version of Will and Grace. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know. 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Before we bring our dynamic duo up from Dynamic Automotive, let's talk with Tom real quick. Good morning to you, Mr. Tom.
Morning, Dave. Great show as always, Dave.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Hey, I'm working on my 07 Ford E250 van.
Okay.
It's throwing a code, a P as in Paula, 2195.
Mm-hmm.
And
I believe that is an oxygen sensor code, if I'm not mistaken. It's been a while since I've seen the 2195, but I think that is an oxygen sensor code. I'm going to have the Dynamic Duo on right after this, right after speaking with you, and they may be able to look that up for me, which I cannot do at this very moment. But I think the 2195 is it. Do you have any information on it other than that?
Yes. Well, yes, and you're spot on, Dave. I went by an AutoZone, and they were kind enough to use their device to verify that.
Okay.
And it says O2 sensor signal stuck, lean. Bank one, sensor one.
Okay. Well, that could mean the sensor itself is bad. In most cases, it probably is. There are other things that can cause an oxygen sensor code to come on. But since it's stuck in that situation, it may be a bad sensor. And bank one, sensor one means the number one cylinder side of the engine and the one in front of the catalytic converter.
Mm-hmm. So on my vehicle, that the bank one would be where cylinder one is. Is that
yes.
The passenger side?
I think it is passenger side, but I'm not 100% sure. I'd have to see the firing order to be 100% sure. But, yes, you can find out what the firing order is. And whatever side of the engine cylinder one is on, that is bank one.
Okay. All right. And it being a 4.6 V8,
mm-hmm.
It's got two sensors, one on each. Oh,
you've got four sensors on that. Two right. Sensors in front of the catalytic converter. Two sensors after.
And one on each side for the
correct. One on each side for the cylinder bank. Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Great. Well, Dave, thank you for the sterling advice as always. Appreciate that.
Okay. I assume it's a Cadillac, correct?
What's that?
Is it a Cadillac? The vehicle.
No, this is a Ford E250.
Oh, the 4.6. I was thinking of the 4.6 North Star. Okay, 4.6 E250. I would definitely recommend using Motorcraft or Autolite or NGK for your brand of your oxygen sensor. Either one of those three brands. Motorcraft,
but
Autolite.
But not Bosch?
I would not use Bosch, no.
Okay,
they're great for the German cars, but I'm not a fan of Bosch for your American cars, or your Japanese cars. In my opinion, you'd be better off going with NGK, even though it's a Japanese brand, but they are very, very good quality parts, or go with the Motorcraft.
The Motorcraft or NGK is the way to go.
Yes, sir.
Dave, thanks for the sterling advice.
My pleasure. Thanks, Tom. Thanks for the call.
Thanks. Right.
Bye-bye. Let's go to the Dynamic Duo sitting in the wings. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
All right, we've got Jose and Todd from Dynamic Automotive, all four locations, of course, but you represent the best location, the Libertytown location. Everybody tells me that. Everybody's Todd and Jose, but that's okay. They still tell me that.
So, Dave, what was his code, 2195 or 2197?
2195.
2195.
Yeah, and I think that is Bank One Sensor One. I thought it was the heater element, but he's saying it's a stuck lean. So, as I mentioned to him, that could be a cause of something else can cause that. But if it is an oxygen sensor, the best way to go is replace that if it turns out to be that one.
Yeah, most likely, Dave. I mean, when we see a lean code on a single oxygen sensor, I mean, you would definitely want to look at your fuel trims with a diagnostic tool to see where we're at.
Right.
You'd want to see if it is switching or not. Usually when we see that code, though, without any other companion banks,
yep,
meaning bank two in this regard, typically it's an oxygen sensor which has failed.
Correct.
On this particular application, bank one happens to be the passenger side.
Okay, good. Good.
So, just wanted to give the caller a heads up on that. It's definitely the passenger side, and typically an oxygen sensor will fix this problem, but only one way to be sure, and that's to diagnose it properly, yep, looking at scan data and performing some simple tests.
Yeah, the only time an oxygen sensor is almost definitely an oxygen sensor is if you get the heater element code and you're only talking one sensor. That usually is a telltale that you're definitely going to have a problem internally in the sensor and replace it.
Yeah, definitely so, because usually they're all on a single fuse, so any short in the system would blow the fuse rather than coding one sensor individually.
Yep, exactly. Very good. So, Mr. Jose, that, by the way, was Todd. He's the chief mechanic at the Libertytown Dynamic location, and Mr. Know-It-All, I say that without hesitation and no sarcasm involved at all. You really are one of the most knowledgeable technicians I know.
I'll take that as a compliment, Dave. Thank you.
I know some smart guys. I mean, I'm not one of them compared to you. I mean, there's no way in the world that I come anywhere near you. But I know some very smart guys with the, L1s and all that. And I put you up there with all of them. That you know your stuff. You work. You're brave also. You're a brave technician. You work on things that a lot of people would just stay the heck out of way of. And you conquer them. So that is a big compliment. Because it is true. I'm very impressed in your work ethic and also the fact that you are brave enough to try something that you've never done before.
Yeah, Dave, I have to agree with you. There's a degree of fearlessness with Todd, and to him, he takes it on as a challenge.
Yep.
And I see him with his approach, which is very scientific, and that's the type of approach you need with the complexity of these cars today.
Yeah, that General Motors vehicle that you worked on a couple weeks ago, that the guy gave you carte blanche and said work until you find it. I mean, that was an amazing repair, and that, by the way, should be something that you should write up if you haven't already. Write up for some of the car magazines and get that in print, because that was an exceptional diagnosis.
Yeah, I agree, and that's the kind of stuff that you would find on a blog, a technical
yep,
forum that
mm-hmm,
other technicians could really gain a lot of knowledge from.
Absolutely. Well, we got 3 minutes, and we've got four locations, so let's talk about those guys.
Okay, so if you want to get a hold of Todd, if you have a special problem with your vehicle, give us a call here at the Libertytown location. We're open from 8 to 6 Monday through Friday and 8 to 3 on Saturday. And our phone number here is 301-694-6250. And you'll get Todd himself to handle your issues. Our original location is in New Market, Maryland. They've been there since 1995. They have the same hours, and their phone number is 301-694-5460. You'll get a hold of Sarah or my partner Lee at that location. And our largest location, which is right off of 270, is in beautiful Urbana. They have the same hours as we do also. That shop is your one-stop shop with a 4-bay quick lube facility up front, a 9-bay repair shop, and a 60-foot soft cloth car wash. Their phone number there is 301-874-8833. Give them a holler, and they also do details at that location. And then our fourth location is in Frederick, Maryland at 11 Bike Court. Their hours are 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. Big Bobby Allen runs that shop over there. Give Bobby a call at 301-662-3300. And if you mention Dave Serio or the show You Ought to Know, you will get 10% off on parts and labor for any service or repairs.
And that's a big deal, because that can mean a good amount of money, but it also can mean that, you know, this shop is legitimate. They're going to price it out for you and make it a great price. And then when you mention that, when you go to the counter, 10% off the top, that's a good deal.
That's a good deal. Yeah, absolutely. We're happy to give it and take advantage of it. If you listen to the show, please mention Dave Serio.
All right. And by the way, Todd, we have 30 seconds. What are you working on right now, mister?
So today I'm actually off, Dave.
Good.
I'm working on yard work and some other stuff like that today. But I did want to stop in and join the show today with you guys.
Good.
And, you know, tomorrow will be a new day. I know it's the seasons are changing. We're starting to see some batteries come through the shop.
Yep.
Lots of tire pressure lights. So good reminder to check tire pressures and stuff of that sort with the change of the season.
Sounds good, mister. Well, guys, it's always a pleasure to have you guys. Dynamic Automotive. You can find it at dynamicautomotive.net on the web. And appreciate both of you guys, Todd and Jose, the dynamic duo from Dynamic Automotive. Thanks for joining me on the show.
Thanks, Dave. All the best to you.
You too. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Todd and Jose. I'm Dave Serio. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We look forward to talking to you again next Saturday morning. You can always listen to the show on your tablet, your phone, or your computer at WFMD.com. Have a blessed day. Thanks for joining us here. You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Time was drifting, this rocket got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway. Restless feeling, really got a hold. I started searching for a better